Steve Jobs once said, "We're here to put a dent in the universe." Well, fintech has certainly put a dent in the financial services industry over the past few years. This podcast series focuses on the story of those individuals who took Jobs' advice, the dent makers, if you will. This is the Fintech Five. And today's guest is Wendy Chamberlain. She's from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. She's with me here in Vancouver. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Sam.
All right, so you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, we're gonna start the clock. You think you're ready? All right, we're gonna start the clock now. So, Wendy, can you describe your role with the foundation?
I'm a program officer on the foundation's financial services for the poor team. So I help make and manage investments specifically that relate to helping link smallholder farmers with financial services.
And how long have you been with the organization?
Almost 10 years now.
In the same role or different roles?
No, in different roles along the way. So I've had quite a variety of experiences at the foundation. I've been with the financial services for the poor team for the past 6 years.
So a decade. That's pretty good because I didn't even know it was around. For a decade.
It's even longer. It's 15 years, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting old. I didn't know that. How did you come to work for the organization in the first place?
So I was a teacher before I worked at the foundation, and I had actually taught overseas in northern Kenya, and I thought that education would be a way for me to get back into what I understood around development work. And what I found is that that wasn't happening. I was spending more time in meetings and less time doing the things and pursuing the things I was interested in, which I was doing on the side. And so as I began to understand and learn more about philanthropy, I decided to try and just course correct, and I had an opportunity to come up at the foundation.
So I've always wanted to be a teacher. I went back to school. I have a history degree.
Okay.
I'm not teaching because I found out how much it pays. So what exactly did you teach? What subject?
So I taught middle school. Primarily, and I taught language arts and social studies.
So if you're wondering, there is a halo around her head because I have middle school kids. So why is financial inclusion such a passion of yours? Is it your original experience in teaching overseas?
No, what I saw teaching overseas as well as in volunteering with a variety of nonprofit organizations who are trying to make a difference overseas is that it's oftentimes hard to find a really practical solution that you can employ to help people. And everybody uses and needs access to financial services. It's a really basic thing. And so that was really it. And for me, it was something that I wanted to learn more about and figure out how can we make this work for the populations that we care about.
So the Gates Foundation, if I remember right, has a goal every year. There's a great video they put out that Bill and Melinda do. And I believe one of them now is to take the unbanked and address them with a goal by, I think it's 2030. Right? Have them banked.
That's right.
Do you really think that's achievable? And I know you work for the organization and Bill's listening right now.
Okay, so if Bill's listening, yes. And if Bill's not listening, I actually do think if we're not going to get there, we're going to get very close to there. And there's an opportunity to be provided by digital and using digital platforms. I think we're seeing progress. So Kenya is always held up as a great example because of the penetration of mobile money. But other markets are showing themselves to be fantastic examples of where you can have different partners in the sector coming together to identify ways to help more people become financially included. So I think it's possible. The key to doing this is at scale. And how do we pursue all these different solutions at scale? And that's going to require us partnering more and more with governments and organizations who can kind of provide that platform for that to happen. And that's not easy. That's where I think one of the challenges will lie.
All right. So now this is the rapid fire part of the question. So really quick, top of your head. All right. About a minute left. Where do you live?
Seattle.
So good job. See?
Yeah, that's good.
Starbucks or Caribou Coffee?
I don't even know what Caribou Coffee is.
Yeah, you live in Seattle. Have you met Bill Gates?
Not in person, no. I've been in meetings with him, but not in person.
Do you have a Mac or a PC?
PC.
Okay, so you do work. What's the greatest growth area geographically for financial inclusion to actually make a dent?
Ooh, I'm not doing rapid fire on that one very well. Geographically speaking, I'd have to say East Africa is, I would say, as one, but we're also seeing great promise in Southeast Asia and Southeast Asia as well.
Excellent.
So two answers for you.
That's all right.
All right.
Who's influenced you the most in your career?
Bill Gates Sr.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good answer. Okay. And where can we find out more about the Gates Foundation and your mission?
www.gatesfoundation.org.
Okay. You did an excellent job. Thank you.
Thank you.